This is your guided meditation for financial abundance. Find yourself a comfortable place to sit where you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes and begin to breathe deeply, relaxing your body and your mind. Shift your focus to your breath. Breathe in slowly through your nose, hold it, and breathe out through your mouth, releasing any tension that you feel. Relaxation in, tension out. Relaxation in, tension out. As you continue to breathe deeply, you'll feel more and more relaxed, and any tension you feel will fade away. Now I'm going to begin with some positive suggestions that will be communicated and accepted on every level of your body and mind. I am financially abundant. Money comes to me easily and quickly. I attract money into my life, and I'm grateful for the abundance I'm receiving. Money flows into my life in ever-increasing quantities, and I'm open to receiving. Unexpected doors fly open, unexpected channels are free, and endless avalanches of abundance are poured out onto me in grace and in perfect ways. I'm healthy and successful. I effortlessly allow abundance into all areas of my life. I'm grateful and happy for all that I receive. I have all the money I need to do all the things I want to do. And now, I want you to create a movie in your mind. Picture being financially abundant. See the money flowing into your life. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What are you wearing? What are you doing? Create a clear picture. I'm going to be quiet and let you create the movie. You've just seen your own reality, and so it is. Now I want you to repeat this message either in your head or aloud. Imagine it echoing out across the universe and coming back to you. I am financially abundant. Money comes to me quickly and easily. I'm grateful and happy for receiving all this abundance. Say this to yourself 10 times every day. Now you've programmed this suggestion into every level of your being, and now it becomes your reality. Upon awakening, you'll remember all that was communicated. You'll feel refreshed and awake. You'll be feeling happy. On the count of five, open your eyes. Number one, become aware of your hands, arms, legs, and feet. Number two, coming up on feeling refreshed. Number three, feeling balanced. Number four, returning to your awakening state. And number five, feeling wide awake with your eyes open. And there you are, abundant and rich in every way. I'm always curious about the metaphysical world. I've spent a fair amount of time learning and reading, and some things really resonate and other things just don't. I found a book written by a woman named Barbara Ann Brennan, who's a healer, therapist, and scientist. She wrote a book called Light Emerging: The Journey of Personal Healing. And as I began reading it, it sort of put to words some of the things that I've sort of become to believe or come to believe over the last probably 10 years of my studies. And it was sort of interesting to pick up the book and find, you know, such a synergy in the work of somebody who had actually spent a lot of time studying it, whereas I very obviously have not. And as I've worked my way through the book, I've tried many of the exercises in the book and have paid special attention to the way that my personal energy feels when I try the exercises or the techniques outlined in the book. I've done a lot of Kundalini yoga and a lot of energy work on my own, and this particular practice or series of exercises is really fascinating, and I'm interested to see how it affects my life going forward. I'm always curious. So today, I want to share with you a meditation from the book. You can find it in the book, Light Emerging, The Journey of Personal Healing. Now, Barbara channels someone called Heowen. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And so this meditation that I'm going to be sharing with you was channeled through Barbara by Heowen. So let's kind of sit back and relax and kind of tune in and notice your breath and notice your kind of energy at this moment. See if you can settle in a little bit. See if you can tune in a little bit. We're going to start by creating Hara alignment. Bring your awareness to the 10-10, which is an inch and a half below your belly button on the midline of your body. Feel the power there. Feel the heat. Feel how it's the same as the heat in the molten core of the earth. It is a harmonic of the sound the core of the earth makes. Stay focused there until it is very hot. Bring your awareness to an area in the upper chest, about 2.5 inches below the hollow in your throat. There, on the hauric level, the soul seat in the chest is like the diffuse light around a candle. The soul's longing, the song of the soul resides there. It's not the heart chakra. When you connect with it, sometimes it feels like a ball being blown up inside your chest. It has a very clear, spherical appearance. It carries the soul's longing. Feel the laser line now that goes from the soul seat in your chest, down through the 10-10, in your pelvis, and into the center of the earth. Feel the strength and silence in the room as our individual and our group purposes become synchronized. And clearly, if you're alone, you're just going to be noticing the energy moving through you and through your core. Bring your awareness to the point above your head. Straighten your spine. Don't let your head hang. Imagine a fine thread through the very top of your head. If you don't feel it, pick up a strand of hair at the top of your head. Pull it up as if there was a string on which your head is hanging. With your mind's eye, reach up to that very tiny opening, about 1/4 inch in diameter, 2.5 inches to 3 feet above your head. You will hear a very high-pitched sound if your auditory perception is open. When you are able to place that laser line through the hole, you will actually hear it as a pop. It kind of pops through. It's not easy to find that high point. It's like a little vortex. When you find it, it's like going through into a totally different reality way above you. If you pop through, you will find yourself within the Godhead or undifferentiated isness. In order to get that line through, you'll have to completely align your physical body. Feel that very tiny laser beam, half the size of your little finger, going all the way through you from the Godhead to the molten core of the earth. Feel the soul song in your chest and the creative force in your Tan 10. Feel that same time you feel the line all the way down to the molten core of the earth. Feel that power. That's the alignment for your task. It is the bridge. This is you and the bridge between heaven and earth. Feel the synchronicity of purpose is now in the room. That same line going down right through the middle of the room is the Hara line of the group. Feel the connection from your Tan 10 to the Tan 10 of the group. That is the center of the room, if you're in a group. It is upon this level that your task and the task of the greater group of which you are a member synchronize. It is on this level that the task of the group will synchronize with that of the greater community around. That will then synchronize with that of the state, the country, the continent, and the earth. This is the way to connect your power and truth of a system within a system within a greater system. It is the key to the holographic universal alignment. There's no need to struggle or worry that the task is difficult. It need not be. For when you align yourself on these levels, the core star, the aura, the Hara, and the physical body, then you are in synchronicity with the world around you, as well as yourselves. Step 2, light emerging from the core star. Move your awareness now to the core star, an inch and a half above your belly button. Here resides the essence of who you are beyond time, beyond space, beyond longing and desire. At this place, you simply are. There is no need. There is no pain. You're simply a creator. When you as a creator move forth from the core star of your essence to create, you first bring creative energy into the level of the Hara, your divine task. From the Hardic level, you bring energy to the Auric level, creating your personality template for the physical. From the Auric level, you bring energy into the physical to create life in the form of a physical body. The creative force moves from one core star through Trinity, represented by the point above your head, the point within your chest, and the point within your Tan 10 on the Hark level. Through the level of 7 layers of the arc field into the multiplicity of form in the 3-dimensional world. When you have completed one plan of creation, you will move forth more of your essence into the Trinity, which shines through your purpose. So allow your essence to exclude itself strongly and steadily from your core star through the Hardic level into your auric field. Allow that essence to flow through each layer of field. Each layer of the field represents a state of being, a level of being in humanness. Bring the essence of your being through each of those levels of human being. Then bring it through the physical to crystallize into your body, through every cell of your body. It will create health, joy, and pleasure in your physical life and your life's work. Your body, your personality, and your life are all expressions of your divine essence. And so, the One has become the Trinity, that has become the Seven, and you open the seals of the Seven, and you will know God within the human being. Look now within each cell of your body. You will find in the nucleus of the cell a configuration very similar to your core star, a point of light radiating forth of your being within every cell of your physical body. Healing, then, is simply helping yourself connect with the truth of your being. It's nothing more than that. Whether there's pain or illness, anger or fear, whether there's suspicion or greed, where there's forgetting, remember your core star. Allow the light within your core star to emerge. Remember the light within every cell of your body. Remember your body. Bring the members of your body together within the light of your body, your altar in form. That light is the light of your core star, your essence, the God within. Your task did not come from pain, it came from the desire to create. It came from the flow of love out of the center of your being, which is a creative movement out from the core, became disconnected and forgot who it was. It's only a matter of reconnecting with the memory of who you are. Your life task is to remember the original creative urge and complete it, so your creation will well up from the source within you. Let the essence of who you are that rests within the core of your star shine forth through all levels of your being. Allow that original creative urge there to lead you through your life.